1957.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. In this particular hour, you're in the hands, capable hands, of myself and Jeff Dice. We're going to be talking about politics and economics, perhaps a little bit more in a macro sense than I did in the first hour with Marshall and John Kaiser. But I think that with Jeff's experience on the Hill for all of his contacts, his interests, et cetera, I think that the second hour from now on of our weekend shows are going to be really, really interesting, because you're going to be getting opinions and news really from the sources, for lack of better terms. You know, Jeff, you posted an article, well, I believe it was on Thursday or Friday of this past week, dealing with banks, the cashless society, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk about that one first, bud.
Now, this is an unbelievable sea change in the American landscape that's really taken place in just the course of about 30 years. As a matter of fact, I asked Sarah to post another article today over the weekend called U.S. Plans to Let Spy Agencies Scour Americans' Finances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a Reuters article.
I actually read that now. Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it demonstrates is that the United States Treasury, the FBI, the CIA, some of the other alphabet soup agencies are sort of tightening the noose on all of us in terms of not only our cash usage, but also our financial and bank privacy. I mean, it's really astonishing how far we've come from the notion of sort of due process before one is
You know, Jeff, I got to tell you, I read that article with more than just a modicum of interest, for lack of better terms, and I would have to say that on the surface, the thing that I didn't understand why everybody's making such a big deal about this thing is because all of that information is available to, I believe the agency is called CENTAC, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it's to allow that information to be put into the hands of that particular agency. On the surface, I really don't see anything really negative about that. Now, you seem to be a little bit more upset at that than I am. I will say that it is another huge step, in my opinion, of big government getting bigger without, and I want to stress this, without the approval of the citizens.
Well, there's this terrible idea that took root in American jurisprudence in the 20th century. It says, well, you know, putting somebody in jail or seizing their person requires the full panoply of due process rights. But simply taking their money in a civil proceeding, well, then we just, you know, we need a smaller burden of proof, and it's not as important. And sometimes we can even do that without a judgment, without going to trial. For instance, the IRS is capable of doing this if they just have a tax lien against
you,
right?
Yes, they are. That's right.
So, I mean, really, you can go back a long way to 1970, okay, to the so-called Bank Secrecy Act.
Mm-hmm.
And like so many things in American politics, it's named the opposite of what it actually provides. You know, the Patriot Act is unpatriotic. The Bank Secrecy Act doesn't give banks any more secrecy. It certainly doesn't give you any more privacy. But basically, at that point, they started with the idea that cash transactions were somewhat suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970, that's a long time ago now, at that time they set the cash limit of $10,000 that a bank would have to report in terms of a customer dealing in sums larger than that. And then later on it was expanded.
I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The Obama administration is beefing up missile defenses along the West Coast. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
We will strengthen homeland missile defense by deploying 14 additional ground-based
interceptors, GBIs, at Fort Greely, Alaska.
The move reflects the administration's concern over North Korea's focus on developing nuclear weapons and long-range missile technology. A new report from the United Nations says two-thirds of North Korea's 24 million people don't know where their next meal is coming from. That report illustrates a major domestic challenge for the North's new young leader, Kim Jong-un. In his first public speech since losing the election, Mitt Romney has a message for fellow Republicans.
It's up to us to make sure that we learn from our mistakes and my mistakes, and that we take advantage of that learning to make sure that we take back the nation, take back the White House, get the Senate, and put in place conservative principles.
Romney addressing conservatives meeting outside of Washington. Also at SRNnews.com, the North Dakota Senate has approved banning abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Senate has also passed a measure that would make the state the first to ban abortions based on genetic defects such as Down syndrome. State lawmakers in Maryland have voted to ban capital punishment, a pet project of Governor Martin O'Malley. The state has five men on death row. The governor can commute their sentences to life in prison. The Afghan Intelligence Service says it sees a massive truck bomb packed with 17,200 pounds of explosives in the eastern outskirts of Kabul. A British auction house says it's unearthed a violin played by the bandmaster on the Titanic.
It is an amazing piece. It's truly iconic in terms of collectability. It really transcends any given specific subject.
The longest winning streak in Dow history is over. The Dow today lost 25 points. This is SRN News.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies.
Hopeful news for motorists. The worst of the recent gas price hikes may be over.
Perhaps likely due to an increase or upbeat sentiment in the economy. Unemployment numbers are still looking good in terms of they're coming down, so more people perhaps driving to work. So demand is actually higher than where it was a year ago.
Petroleum analyst Patrick Dean at GasBuddy.com. Those higher prices actually drove one measure of consumer costs up in February by the most in 3 years. A colleague of the late conservative blogger Andrew Breitbart's asking a federal court of appeals to throw out a defamation case brought by former government employee Shirley Sherrod, saying it violates the blogger's rights to freedom of speech. Sherrod was ousted from her job at the Ag Department after Breitbart posted an edited video of her supposedly making racist remarks. She later sued. One-time GOP vice presidential possibility Rob Portman now says he supports same-sex marriage. His change of mind came after learning one of his sons is homosexual. This is SRN News. Public health mystery solved.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a rabies death in Maryland was caused by an organ transplant. The agency says three other people in Florida, Georgia, and Illinois who got organs from the same donor are now getting anti-rabies shots. The donor died of rabies in Florida in 2011 after moving to the state from North Carolina. Rich Thomason, SRN News, Washington.
A prison guard in Pennsylvania has been charged with shooting his own finger in a drunken attempt to remove his wedding ring during an argument with his wife. A criminal complaint says the man told police he was trying to get rid of his wedding ring and decided to attempt to shoot it off. The gunshot badly mangled his finger but didn't remove the ring. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
With
with SRN News. I'm Anthony Thompson in Washington.
More important.
Hope to be working out of the Oval Office by now.
What a sight you are.
Radio Network.
What a privilege to be here with you again.
Recognize that voice.
In his first major public speech since losing the presidential election, Mitt Romney told conservatives outside Washington, D.C. that the nation faces many challenges.
The country is in peril by elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster.
But Romney says overcoming those challenges is not impossible.
And Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and limb are on sale. Herbalhealer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order.
O'Malley.
Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature.
North Dakota's
one
state
time
senate has approved the extension of the governor
celebrating 25 years
bills,
in service to the natural health care industry.
Most abortions if a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The other bans abortion based on gender selection
you know,
or genetic defect.
At an all-time high.
Also at SRNNews.com, responding to recent threats by North Korea, a missile defense system based on the West Coast is being beefed up.
What are you doing
with the
right
addition
now
of 14 missile interceptors?
Are your assets working for you or
just how long before Boeing gets its grounded 787s back in the air carrying passengers again?
Or the dollar. Your investment will never be worthless. It'll protect you from that hidden tax. If you've been thinking
Boeing's
about investing
Ray
in precious metals,
on Wall Street at the close, Dow's latest winning streak is over. Blue closing down 26 points. The NASDAQ ends the day 10 points in the red. This is SRN.
Personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for.
It's
call
an all-new DVD premiere from VeggieTales.
Get to it,
folks.
You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard too. Call me here at 800-686-2277.
And this hilarious new veggie parable.
I got stuck in a rodeo once with a parable.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the survival seed vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The survival seed vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds.
No, sir.
Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three survival seed vaults for less than one of theirs. The survival seed vault from MyPatriotSupply.com
recently
helped planting
and
seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned. My patriots like you. Passionate about
and see how
and
easy it is to
call
switch
now.
866-229-0927.
That's
866-229-0927. The British Prime Minister is urging the European Union to consider arming rebels
when you order
in Syria.
At MyPatriotSupply.com.
Choose the original.
Choose the survival seed
tank
at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Arms embargo. There has to be a political solution, the Prime Minister said, but that is more...
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. In this particular hour, you're in the hands, capable hands, of myself and Jeff Dice. We're going to be talking about politics and economics, perhaps a little bit more in a macro sense than I did in the first hour with Marshall and John Kaiser. But I think that with Jeff's experience on the Hill for all of his contacts, his interest, et cetera, I think that the second hour from now on of our weekend shows are going to be really, really interesting because you're going to be getting opinions and news.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. This is Jeff Deist, and I am in the middle of talking with Big Al about the subject of financial privacy. You know, Al, when we left off in the last segment, I had mentioned TSA, because TSA is believed by many Americans to just be sort of kabuki theater. In other words, it harasses us and reduces our privacy and takes away some of our Fourth Amendment rights against search and seizure, but doesn't actually do anything in terms of catching terrorists or preventing bad guys. And I would argue that the Treasury Department's FinCEN division is much the same. In other words, they force banks to file these suspicious activity reports. But when we looked into this, it turns out that despite the fact that they have tens upon tens of thousands of these reports filed, a minuscule amount of them ever result in any kind of investigation, much less a prosecution or conviction. I mean, it's something way below 1%. So, in effect, what the Treasury Department's doing is just collecting a bunch of information about us, putting it into databases, and it all applies to the average Joe or the average investor or the average bank user. It doesn't do anything to catch bad guys and criminals. I don't think that Mexican drug lords who are moving cash around, you know, are particularly worried about FinCEN and suspicious activity reports. It's more a form of harassment of us. And, you know, you happen to do a lot of business between the U.S. and Canada. And I think you were the kind of person who's a prime example of someone who has no criminal intent whatsoever, but yet is treated with undue suspicion because of what I would call a tightening noose created by our federal government.
You know, I find it really interesting that the United States has a debt level that is unprecedented. I mean, our debt level is so high, it is absolutely amazing. You know, and as I've said numerous times on the show, Jeff, I would never even consider investing in a company that had a balance sheet similar to that of the United States. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm proud of my country, et cetera, et cetera. But, boy, I got to tell you, we took a wrong turn a number of years ago, and that wrong turn really desperately needs to be corrected, in my opinion. I mean, it's really great to have a federal government that knows everything about every single individual living in this country. He says tongue-in-cheek, I just bit my tongue, I apologize. I mean, that is not what the United States was founded on, in my opinion. It just was simply not what it was founded on. And, you know, there's really nothing more than you can say about that. I have to wonder, to an extent, Jeff, you know, Rand Paul, your former boss's kid, gave his son, I guess I must be respectful here, because I mean to be respectful to Rand Paul, but, you know, he gave a speech basically stating that the Republican Party really needs to change its image, because the image that the Republican Party has right now, I don't really think is the true Republican Party. I mean, the Republicans, in my mind, have always been, to an extent, land of the free, home of the brave, land of opportunity. Now, they don't, I don't think their way is nearly as good as the libertarian way. You know, a friend of mine, former business partner of mine, once said, you know, the talk about the Republicans wanting to cut the fat from the budget, well, you know, the libertarians want to cut out the lean. Well, I have to say along those lines, and I really believe this, there's a lot of lean out there, as Ken used to call it, that's absolutely, totally unnecessary. And, Jeff, I find it flabbergasting that the majority of this country right now, if you believe the polls, seems to believe that the libertarian philosophy is wrong. It's just amazing to me. And I got to tell you, I think that Rand Paul is going to start to get a lot of traction on this. I mean, he's been in the press one heck of a lot more since he made that comment than he had been probably 6 to 12 months earlier. I mean, you got opinions about this general subject?
Now, Rand Paul is definitely on fire the last few weeks. On, I believe it was March 6th, he launched his now infamous 13-hour filibuster relating to the CIE nominee and used that time to speak out against the Obama administration's declaration that it had the right to use drones potentially on American citizens.
Right.
So by doing that, he really sort of brought himself into the limelight as a national figure, even more than he did having run for the Senate a couple of years back. And so, you know, he followed that up with an appearance just this week at CPAC, which is the annual Conservative Political Action Committee meeting in Washington that draws a lot of people and a lot of students from all over the country. So this is sort of one of the premier conservative events in Washington. And, you know, he's out there. He's a front runner. I mean, he's talking about libertarianism. He's talking about bringing troops home. He's talking about getting the federal government out of the drug war business. He's talking about civil liberties. And he's doing all this in a sort of youthful manner. Now, to be fair, it's easy to be youthful in the U.S. Senate anytime you're under about 60. But, you know, him and some of the other young senators have sort of gotten together and they're rebranding the message. And you know how they have to, because frankly, the term conservative or the notion of conservatism polls very poorly among young Americans in their 20s.
Well, here's an interesting question, though. When you say it holds very poorly among your young Americans in their 20s, do they really understand what, I mean, conservatives have been maligned viciously by the press and by the liberals, and I think totally unjustly, okay? Conservatives are, for a lot of younger people right now, Jeff, they're viewed as being these terrible people who are either investment bankers or commercial bankers, for that matter, or what have you, these terrible people who are literally fleecing the daylights out of the American public. And that is not what being a conservative is all about.
No, but it might be what being a Republican is all about, at least in the last 50 years or so.
I mean,
that's the problem, is that the Republicans have failed utterly to really bring across a dynamic, capitalist, entrepreneurial, vision.
Right.
And their candidates, and frankly, their actions in office. I mean, if you look at Bush, when he had, both the House and the U.S. Senate under Republican control in the early 2000s, you know, he spent like a drunken sailor. He got us into a couple of wars we shouldn't have been in.
Right.
And, you know, he passed No Child Left Behind. He passed a Medicare prescription drug bill that actually adds more to Medicare's actuarial deficits than the original Medicare bill itself from LBJ's era. I mean, the guy, if that's conservatism, who needs it? You know, so frankly, I think young people rightly now see the Republican Party as a party of hypocrisy. In other words, a party with no credibility on the subject of limited government. And frankly, a party that seems to represent the rich. Now, there's a difference between being the party of business or big business and the party of capitalism. It's two very different things. Oftentimes, big business is deeply involved with government, wants more government, and wants a form of crony capitalism, you know, rent-seeking by having regulations to keep the little guy out while having sort of bailouts and free-flowing, low-interest Fed money. So really, you see that the Republican establishment is rightly seen in many people's eyes as representing sort of Wall Street or crony capitalism or the interests of the rich and powerful, as opposed to the interests of a dynamic capitalist society. We'll be right back with you in the next segment. Thanks very much for listening.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a
year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Folks, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Jeff Deist, and I'm back with you talking with Big Al about two things. First, the Rand Paul phenomenon. Senator Rand, I've always known him as Randy, has been on fire lately and in the news, both with his filibuster a week ago, and now his recent speech at CPAC, which has really positioned him as not necessarily a presidential candidate in 2016, but certainly one of the most newsworthy Republican politicians in the country. And the secondary topic is whether the Republicans can sort of remake themselves in a way that appeals to younger voters, that appeals perhaps to some minority and female voters in the hopes of advancing their electoral chances in 2014 and 2016. Al, I know that you sort of consider yourself, I guess for lack of better terms, that's an Al-ism, by the way, for lack of better terms, a conservative or a Republican. I'm obviously a very strident libertarian. But what do you think about all this in the midst of Mitt Romney getting shellacked by Obama?
Well, number one, the liberals, and I believe, you know, along with the press, have done a very, very effective job in villainizing for, there's another Al-ism, but, you know, in terms of really characterizing the right as being, you know, these terrible people who are selfish, who are in it for nothing but themselves, etc. I mean, I had an experience, Jeff, for a friend of mine of over 60 years, basically, without even batting an eye, said, Republicans are simply criminals. There's no question about it. That's their philosophy. Well, you know, that shows you what a great job the media has done. And quite frankly, it's I think it's to be expected in the sense that, you know, life is a pendulum, okay? And the nature of our society here in the United States is, you know, the pendulum swings both ways, and ultimately the pendulum is going to is going to swing the way in which, you know, the Republican Party, the Libertarian Party, is going to be considered very shortly to be the grand old party. Because quite frankly, and let's not necessarily talk about Republicans and Libertarians in this case. Let's just talk about conservatives, okay? And I almost think that that is perhaps not really doing the parties, either of the parties, any justice, by the way, by simply calling him conservative. But for the purpose of this discussion, let's do that. I want to say, by the way, that I did in the last election write your former boss's name in on my ballot, and I was very proud to do that because I think that the congressman was the only person who had any solutions. Now, the problem that we have right now, or the challenge, I guess, for the conservatives right now is they have to get some of the media, the major media, on their side. They have to quit having Saturday Night Live make conservatives look like buffoons, okay? Is that going to happen? Well, I'll tell you, I think that's a major challenge. And the reason I say that, Jeff, is in our society, if you're a multimillionaire, let's say, participant or part of the entertainment industry, Barbra Streisand, what have you, you know, you can afford to be liberal and not worry about the consequences. What do I mean by that? You can afford, perhaps, to an extent, to back a policy that writes checks in a bank account that doesn't have any money to basically help the poor and downtrodden, for lack of better terms. Jeff, I could not agree more that that is an immoral and an illegal act, because there, credit's a wonderful thing if you can pay it off, but hell, our country can't even pay it off at this point.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a huge cultural component to this. I mean, never mind the fact that the left doesn't even think we have a debt or a spending problem. But when you talk about someone like Barbra Streisand, I mean, there's a huge segment of the country, and they've been aided and abetted, I would argue, by the media, that is never going to vote for a guy like Mitt Romney. I mean, they're going to take one look at him, and they're going to say, look, this guy, he's like something out of the 50s. He's a Mormon. He's well off. He used to work in private equity. He's sort of a squeaky clean in his personal life.
Right.
And you know, there's a cultural element to this. We have to acknowledge that and say, you know, that's just the way it is. We can try to fight that, but we shouldn't complain about it. So there's that. And then second, we can look beyond the cultural elements of the candidate himself and say, well, what are the policy elements of this? You know, in this last election, the left was very good at saying that, well, the right just wants to deregulate. The right wants to help Wall Street. The right wants to somehow limit women's reproductive rights, which is an absolute nonsense. But
of course
whatever.
It is. Of course.
You know, the rights against gays, the rights against abortion, et cetera, and sort of successfully characterize people on the right as these sort of creaky, old, white, hateful people. And I think that's a pretty immoral in terms of the media's complicity and in terms of disingenuous folks on the left allowing that characterization to happen. But nonetheless, I mean, politics is just war by other means. So, you know, there's no sense in the right sort of whining about this or crying about this. They need to come up with more dynamic, younger, and frankly more diverse candidates, you know, if they hope to make a bigger impact. But I think that's sort of where Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and some of these other younger people in the party are going to fit in. But look, the proof's going to be in the pudding. And if somehow Obama can manage through smoke and mirrors to keep the economy hobbling along, into the next election, he'll probably do okay. To the extent the economy implodes or gets any worse, then the Republicans are going to have their chance to make their case. And this time around, they better lay it out as a case for entrepreneurship, as a case for an opportunity society, as a case for lower taxes, a case for self-responsibility, as opposed to sort of this welfare food stamp nation.
Well, but you don't
rapidly have, becoming.
Yeah, the conundrum here is a rather major one, and here's why I say that. Okay, we have a situation in the United States where the U.S. dollar has value only because it's the best of the worst. Point number one. Point number two. The major thing that's holding back our country from becoming fiscally solvent is the entitlement situation. I believe, and you would know better than I on this, but I believe that there is such a huge segment of the population, perhaps even greater than 50%, that if those entitlements are jerked away from them, you're going to have rioting in the streets.
Absolutely. There's no way we could do that overnight. It's going to have to be a slow process. And the flip side of that is we're also going to have to figure out a way to cut back on the $1 trillion a year we spend on defense. The Pentagon will tell us that the Defense Department budget is about $600 or $700 billion, but really there's a lot of hidden military spending in there as well. So I would argue that it's closer to $1 trillion a year. So, you know, you basically have Social Security, Medicare, and so-called defense adding up to $3 trillion right there.
Right.
We're bringing in about $2.3, $2.4 trillion in taxes. So just those three things put us into a huge annual deficit. You start throwing in all the other things the federal government does, and you see that we are in a serious pickle. Al, you know, we've got just over a minute left. Let me ask you this, sort of as a hypothetical. What would it take for you, as a conservative guy, to get excited about or vote for a presidential candidate in 2016 who's got an R next to his name?
Well, number one, I'm going to vote for a conservative candidate regardless, and by that I'm talking libertarian or Republican. And I, in the past, that hasn't always been the case, but it's definitely, I guarantee you, going to be the case in the next election. And the reason being is because we have gotten absolutely nowhere since 2008. And in 2008, quite frankly, we were in an absolutely abysmal situation brought on, in my opinion, by a conservative government. So I'm going to have to see a person who really, truly has not necessarily a new idea, but let's say I'm going to have to see a person, Jeff, who has a correct idea. Now, hopefully, that person with the correct idea will be able to make the voting public understand the necessity for taking his particular philosophy to heart. Be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. My buddy Jeff Deist is with me right now. You know, before we get into this segment, I just want to say one thing, and that is I'd like to know what you folks think of this new format. I like it a lot. Jeff likes it a lot, but ultimately you are the bosses. So give us some feedback on that if you would. You know, Jeff, I want to talk about one last subject that I think really has some meat on it, and that is the concept of a cashless society. You know, we have outlined in the second hour of the show to an extent as to how the government is getting more and more control of us, whether we like it or not. Well, I got to tell you, bud, the ultimate control would come in the form of a cashless society. Comments?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, at some level, all human beings need to purchase food. They need to have a mortgage or rent. They need to buy fuel. They need to conduct business on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, if all that was done, as it mostly is already, using debit cards, credit cards, chips, you know, your cell phone, an app with your bank, whatever it might be, then it's going to give government the ability to sort of turn that last little screw on our freedom. Because look, as some of our readers pointed out on the website this week, you know, government can issue a subpoena or not and just flip a switch, so to speak, with certain banks, and all of your electronic money can just be frozen up. You could be much easier to control people and stop them from living the way they want to live. I mean, imagine, Al, if the government could force your bank or your credit card issuer to cut you off, you know, with just a flip of a switch because of an income tax arrearage or because of a child support arrearage or because of a criminal conviction. You know, they can do that to an extent now by garnishing wages, putting a lien on your property, levying your bank account, etc. But this could become just that much more direct and that much quicker. And I fear it could also become extrajudicial. In other words, just as with civil asset forfeiture, this is something where the government could do it without necessarily going to a judge, getting any kind of court order. So, you know, I really believe in cash. I really believe in privacy. And I think that there's a little upside to it. I think that just psychologically you tend to spend less when you actually see the cash in your wallet going out as opposed to when you're just swiping a card. So for all of those reasons, you know, I'm a big believer in cash, and I always will be.
Well, I'm a big believer in cash also, even though for the most part I do use a debit card. But let me tell you, that's changing rapidly. You know, Jeff, we have a situation here that is evolving into something that I find to be very, very frightening. Okay, we talked in the fifth segment of the show, we talked a little bit about the various ways that government has access to all of our financial data. Okay, point number one. You know, a liberal person would say, well, so what? You know, what does it matter? If you're not doing anything wrong, who cares? I would say, no, if you're not doing anything wrong, you really need to care even more and more. You know, the idea of capitalism, the idea of a free society is absolutely hammered when you give this kind of control to one entity, i.e. the federal government. You know, I got to tell you, what our forefathers put together back in 1776 is it's almost totally the opposite today when you look at the way our country is going. You know, what started out to be a government by the people, for the people, etc., it really isn't that anymore. I mean, our government is taking action today in ways that are absolutely appalling without our approval. You know, what are some of the most obvious examples of that? Well, some of the most obvious examples of that are Obamacare. One obvious example. We can't afford it, but we got it.
Well, we're sort of to the point now where we all have less and less control over our government, over our elected officials, and over the legislation that gets passed. It all seems very far away now. I mean, I've never met anybody who likes Obamacare, but yet somehow it still got passed, right? And I've never met anybody who really likes the idea of having their bank account snooped by the federal government, but yet here it happens anyway. And now so much of the reason is that federal administrative agencies sort of promulgate their own rules, their own laws. I mean, Congress outlines the broad brushstrokes, maybe, but the devil's in the details. And,
yeah.
You know, when it comes to cash and moving cash and carrying cash, I mean, when people say if you're not doing anything wrong, in other words, you're not laundering money or selling drugs or financing terrorism, you know, why do you care? What do you have to worry about? Well, I care and I worry because, A, I'm terrified of a government that's is big enough and intrusive enough to do that. And, B, you know, just the ways it could be used and abused. I mean, who's to say who's a terrorist, a financer? Who's to say who's a drug dealer? Who's to say who's a money launderer? I mean, these are questions for courts of law. You know, they're not questions for a bureaucrat who happens to sit at the Treasury Department or the CIA or the FBI. And I also think that there's something to be feared for a government that wants to be that intimately involved in sort of your day-to-day business,
mm-hmm.
your day-to-day transactions. Imagine if government could easily access sort of your shopping records, and you might not want to have in that database the fact that you know, you purchase certain alcoholic beverages, or you purchase certain firearms, or you purchase certain mental health services, or you purchase certain adult magazines, whatever it might be. I mean, this is, you know, privacy, I think, is the hallmark of an advanced society and an adult society. And I think having everything public takes us back to caveman times. And so, you know, I really believe that the war on cash, which is, of course, going to be couched as a war on crime and a war on terrorism, you know, save the children, like
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that the war on cash is a war on liberty, and it's something that we should all really vigorously resist. And, you know, Al, there's a very practical element to this. I mean, you know, Your money market fund, your checking account, your savings account, I mean, there's no cash there. Try going to your local B of A.
One go.
Try to get $10,000 or $20,000 of cash. I mean, they just simply don't have it. And, you know, this is something where if we ever had any kind of economic crisis, if we had banks shut down, if we had, you know, even just a severe hurricane or natural event, wherever we happen to live, you know, there might not be cash available for all of us, and this is something we really have to think of in a cashless society. I mean, our money has become nothing but a bunch of electronic blips somewhere on a computer screen, and those can be erased very quickly and very easily. So, you know, you may think that you've got that 50 or 100 grand sitting in your money market checking, but is it really there in a meaningful way if you needed it all at once It's a very good question, and it's a disturbing question.
Well, it is a disturbing question, and it's something that we're going to deal with more and more on future shows with what I would think would be some very, very knowledgeable people. Now, speaking of knowledgeable people, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about some of our potential future guests, and then let's get into not our potential, but our brilliant audience that we have and how we're going to get participation from you folks out there.
The idea behind the longer segments is to allow us to get a little bit deeper on certain topics and stick with those for a few segments and commercial breaks instead of just hopping around from topic for 8 minutes. Now, I think it would be good as we do this to also get some guests on who are interested in delving into some of these topics. I mean, in the future, we want to get guests on like Congressman Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, some of the leading libertarian scholars and thinkers and media people that we've got in our Rolodexes, so to speak. But, you know, there's another segment to this, there's another element to this, and that's reader and listener participation. I really want to get folks who are interested in the Corlin Economics Report to get more involved in our weekend shows, and there's a couple ways we might do that. We've thought about bringing in a particular reader or listener each week to join us for a segment by phone to tape for the radio show. Another way would be to solicit reader comments during the week ahead of time for a particular guest or for a particular topic that we can bring up and hopefully get people thinking about the show and more involved.
Well, I'd like to do that. You know, we have a host of incredibly well-thought-out comments that come in on our blog. You know, we had, I can't remember the number, but over the past 13 months or so, we've had well over 2 million people, 2.5 million people, if I'm not mistaken. Jeff, I have to tell you, some of these very bright, articulate, well-educated people very definitely need to become stars on this show.
Well, Al, I couldn't agree more. There you have it. We are wrapping up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, and we want to hear from you. The listeners make the show. We'll be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.